It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I am rolling.
What do you got?
Wednesday evening, there was a storm in town. Do you recall that?
I do. Quite a bit of rain.
Yes. Yeah. So to go back a few years, about seven, I think, we had a big old storm. And our district, we have 83 single dwellings on our power grid. It's called, it was the Lamplighter Development in the 1960s.
Okay.
And apparently, they still have the same power grid that they had in the 1960s. Now, 25 years ago, they came to us with a proposal to bury the power lines, and our cheap-ass neighbors voted it down.
Right. Idiots.
So we still have the same above-ground power lines that we had in the 1960s. Yeah. So about 7 years ago, they blew her out. It was out for 4 days. My basement flooded.
I remember that.
I do too.
And by the time we got the things out, that's when I found out that the clever insurance industry, mm-hmm. when the water comes in from the outside, you're not covered.
Oh.
You need flood insurance. Did you know this, Kenny? You need flood insurance.
I don't
pay attention to anything. So I said, don't worry, honey. We're insured. No, we weren't. Cost about $13,000 by the time we got done putting that two little rooms down there.
Yep.
And I think insurance covered $1.40 or some damn thing. So anyway, now Wednesday night, I'm watching TV, and I'm sitting on the couch, but I'm still pacing because I am very worried that she's going to go again.
Right.
And
you're talking about the power going out.
Power and
going.
And
then you lose the sump pump.
It's 7 years ago, I went and got a battery unit that I had some guy install with a $400 battery, right?
Yeah.
So never had it gone on, right? But I'm thinking, is it still, you know, the power's got to be trickling out of there. Is it still working? Because it's supposed to go on as soon as your power goes off, right?
Right.
To make the old sump pump.
This thing 7 years ago?
Yeah, 7 years. Six, 7 years ago.
Well, not a chance in hell that's going to work.
So out goes the power.
Right. Big storm.
Now I wait a few minutes. I go downstairs to see if that big old battery that's tucked in the back of this crowded crap storage room we have with, you know, about every 3 years we get her all cleaned up and then it gets just as bad as every. And it's down in the corner and it's not kicking, right?
No.
And all I can think about is we got the basement now, the dungeon as we call it.
Right.
We got a nice floor on it.
Yeah,
we got all this, you know, we got it. There's a bedroom down there.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. And so she's gone, right?
Oh,
now,
the
she's
pump's
not
running?
The power. The sump pump's not gone,
no.
but I take the cover off the sump pump. I'm surprised I even know how to do that, but I take the cover off. And she's starting to rise.
Oh, yeah.
So being the bright guy, knowing how the water comes in, I get a bucket and a glass.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And I'm kneeling, taking it out with a glass. Taking it out with a glass, thinking I'm going to keep up with the sump.
You're not going to keep up
with a glass.
I've got the first shift, honey.
With a glass. So I'm going, and then I'm walking up the steps and dumping it in the laundry basket, right? Laundry tub.
Sink.
With a glass, but I'm going like hell. But I'm walking up the steps, but I got a bucket. So now I'm starting to think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking now. Yeah. I need something bigger than a glass.
Yeah.
But then I need something bigger than a pail
right.
to put it in.
Yeah.
So it comes to me, bright fella that I am, that out in the garage, we have one of these big red plastic things where if you have a backyard party, you put beer and stuff.
Yeah, but
they're plastic and they're wobbly.
It's a bin.
It's a bin, but it ain't worth a damn.
No, there's no solidity
to it at all.
Right, yeah.
But I go grab a boiling pan, and then I bring this red thing down.
You're moving up, aren't
and now you? I'm going.
And we've upgraded.
For 2 hours, I'm dumping about 12 pots in there, but that's about all you can get.
Yeah.
Because the water's, now you pick it up, right?
And now it's heavy.
I start dumping it across the hall into the drain that's there in the furnace room, right?
Yeah,
because I'm not going to make it.
It's going to come.
I'm not going to make it up the steps.
No,
I don't know where it's going to go there, but at least
you weren't having to deal with it.
Now I'm keeping 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. I'm doing this, sitting, and I finally, I started off kneeling.
Yeah.
Not a good idea when I can barely get my fat ass up to, you know, back on its feet.
Right.
Now I get a chair. Okay. Chair. Now I got her figured out.
Yep.
You got a system.
It took a while, but you're improving step by step.
After 2 hours, I'm losing ground. Even that. Even though I have now waddled across the hallway and basically in the dark.
Oh. God.
Deathly afraid I'm going to trip and fall and throw this water back all over the storage room. But somehow, it got a little wet in there. But so I made it, right?
Yep.
And now I finally give up.
Yeah.
It's
the hell with it.
It's 12:30 at night. It's going to get flooded again. I lost, right?
Yeah.
And I lay down on the couch. And now the thought comes to me in the couch, a level up from in this small little house, and I can't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I run back down there and start doing it again, right?
you had a break. You took
now
a break.
Now the thing is about 3 inches from going over, and I'm going like a house of fire, picking this up. And I keep looking at the battery to see, is there anything I can press here to make it work or something? Because I thought it would just kick in automatically.
It's 7 years old.
It's dead.
But I all I can think is writing out another $15,000 check, you know? So now I'm wandering around my neighbor Grobstein, way up in the cul-de-sac, great guy. He's worried about me.
Yeah.
Just because I'm an old man without power, not because of the sump pump. He doesn't know. And then I'm on Twitter saying it's over, we lost. And he comes down at 1:30 in the morning and says, with the 3 extension cords, because last time we went and plugged it in at Harold's across the street. They have power.
Where they have power, right?
They always have power. Yeah,
the nice part of the neighborhood.
We us 83 jackasses with single homes. They don't care. We can wait till November to get our power back. So we plugged it in at Harold's.
Yep, you went to Harold's.
Then
house.
We ran 3 cords down, and then that was after
that's
the flood had
cord,
already
yeah.
taken place. But we were able to get it. So he's going to think to Harold, I said, we can't plug into Harold's at 1:30 in the morning. He'll think we're, out in front. He'll think I'm not going to ring the doorbell. It's lost. But I said, do me a favor. Come on down and look at this battery and see if you can figure out some way to get it started.
Yeah.
So he goes looking around, and there's 3 buttons on it.
Uh-oh.
And one says constant. That don't work.
Mm-hmm.
One says something else. That don't work. And one says test.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits the test button, and she starts working.
No.
She starts working.
Oh.
So, and it's kicking it out now. But if you let go of the test button, it stops.
Well, you got to sit there and hold the button.
The button.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So you got to hold the button. But I have now decided that my courageous battle is not necessarily lost.
No, you still have time.
So we do that. You run her down, you get it under that big pipe.
Yep.
And when you get it under the pipe.
Get what under the pipe?
The water level under the pipe.
Okay.
You see that the way the water's coming in, the glass was never going to work.
No, no, no.
The glass. No. The glass. Because it's coming in. Whoosh.
It's like a lowball glass?
My glass. Right, it might have been a 16-ouncer, yeah. You know, glass. Yeah, it was a glass. And it was never going to work. She's pouring in there. But we get her down, and then I give him a big hug and kiss, and and then I go to sleep for about an hour and a half or lay down. And then
you have to get up and pee.
Get up and then go down. No, I make sure I keep setting my cell phone so it's going to
Well, what's happening while you're not holding the test button?
Hey, it starts filling up again. But you go down, you hit the test button again. So I got up like four times.
Yeah.
During the evening, and then about 11:15 in the morning, the power came back on.
Okay.
So we survived, thanks to Grobstein, but I can officially tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not even a boiling pot's going to work.
No.
Or a, you know, you just can't keep up with it. That water really wants to get into your house for some damn reason. I don't know why. It's what do we ever do to the house?
What do we do to the water?
What do we do to the water to piss it off? What want to come in?
What did this incident? Did this incident have any effect on the game of flaws?
No, because she was upstairs sleeping.
She didn't even know you were doing this.
No, she did.
You should have been rewarded in some way.
She thought I'd given up, but here's what it did. I attempted to get out of bed the last time in the morning, and my knees aren't really good, but now my haunches behind there.
Yeah.
I was waddling around the house.
Here we go.
Demonstration.
Ooh, like look at him trying to walk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was 130. I looked like I look like Mel Brooks, for God's sakes. It was unbelievable.
Well, that should have warranted some sympathy.
I still have some pain.
Yeah.
That kind of pace is what I see at the nursing home.
Yes.
But that determination and the ingenuity that you two exhibited, that really fills my heart with joy. You remind me of the greatest generation that won the Second
yes,
World War.
Did.
That was truly amazing.
Yes, they did. It is amazing that it worked. But then another storm comes up, lad, the next night.
Right.
And I said, God, please, I'm not really a true believer, but in this case, you cannot do this to me again. Because I don't know if I can make it up and down the steps for
So
God's
you've got
sake.
A couple of options available. First, you can buy just a simple $800 to $1,000 generator and put it outside, run an extension cord down in there to keep it going. Or you could buy one of these whole house generators that automatically come on when the power goes off.
And you represent...
I do not, but I should represent Generac because both of my parents have these things. And when there's a storm, the power flickers for 1 second. That generator fires up. You don't hear it.
Do you have to do anything? Does it do it automatically?
It does it automatically, and this thing tests itself once a week. It starts up and runs for a few minutes, and I believe
Why don't you hear it?
Because it's so quiet.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Kenny, I have been ordered by the chief flaw pointer-outer to buy a generator.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, get yourself a permanent.
Who do I go
house.
See?
I would work through him.
Who?
Kenny.
Yeah.
I don't represent the company.
I know, but I would say you guide him through the purchase.
No, no. I don't want any phone calls from you, Royce. No, no. The way you harass John Hyde and Reavers when you have TV issues, I don't want that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to block you on my phone right now.
Where is the generator department?
Tell me who to go see.
They're all on my computer right now. All I did was Google.
I can help you, Pat.
Generac generator.
Does our guy have them or not?
Fratelloni?
I don't know. I don't know where
you know what you're genuinely afraid of? Having to do something. In other words, you don't want anything button or dial or
I don't want to have to
that's what
find
the Generac,
something.
That's what
because
the
apparently is. These buttons have been cleverly in the back of this thing.
Right.
Even though several times I looked and said, "There's got to be something here that triggers this damn thing," right?
Yeah.
But I can't believe we saved it, and I admitted to the wife. I said, I am a hero, even though I started off being a goat, okay? Yeah, right, yeah. I am a hero.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Let me ask you something.
What?
Can't you just get that battery charged?
How the hell? What am I supposed to do? Drive you go a car in there and jump it?
No. You buy a little.
What are you? I'm like Calvin. How are you going to get a jet airplane?
How are you
going to
get a plane to land on this field?
The amount that you idiots don't know.
Yes.
You buy a little $50 trickle charger that's always hooked up to that thing. It always keeps your battery at full charge.
Yep.
Such, I'm sure you use them on your cars over the winter.
Yep.
Yeah, I had one of those in Florida.
For the car.
Convertible. Yeah.
Yeah, little trickle charger.
Mr. Fratelloni is checking in, Patrick. I said, hey, Mike, Royce wants to know if you sell generators. He says, no, but I can order them, but I don't sell them normally.
Okay. So. We're going to. He can find me.
Kenny. We're gonna pawn Royce off on Frat.
No, now listen. You can't get Royce involved with anything that involves him. You know what I mean? He's got to have a Generac that runs on its own, checks itself. Yes. Royce can't be involved in its operation or installation.
I
in
do
any
not
way.
Want a trickle battery because that would require me to
to
say,
trickle.
Is
to
it
trickle.
Still trickling?
Right.
My mom has one, and she's had it for about 10 years. We finally replaced a battery this year.
The generator?
Yeah, there's a little generator that helps it start up. Mm-hmm. A little battery that helps
so
it start up.
So I can call Fratelloni then again and say, hey.
Mike, get over here. Fratelloni will officially become the generator department. Hey, I did like, though, the fact that you were in this hectic situation in your home, but you still found time to tweet about it.
I was looking for help, and Grobstein, if he hadn't come down, we were out of luck.
Did he come down as a result of the tweet?
He'd seen that, but he saw also the flashlight and me house. And
it's the same thing. We had the same storm roll through, and as soon as it went through, I went over and checked on my mom. So you always check on the
older people. Yeah, he's very worried about us elderly down there in the cul-de-sac. Yeah.
He's won the battle.
He's a beauty. He's got two daughters who I love. They're friends of mine, and they're high school now, and they always say, hey, Ricey, what's happening? But
is this the kid hurt playing soccer?
This is kids in the softball, and they're good kids. But he's a cheap SOB, and he won't turn on the heat for their pool. So I said, well, you know. When he's got the pool at about 68 degrees, he can come down and use mine, you know, where we keep her at 86 or something, you know. But
unless
now
the power goes out.
Now I won't say anything bad about him because he saved me $15,000. You know, there's nothing worse than water in a house.
Where's it coming from? Where's it coming from, Patrick?
I think it's groundwater that it just soaks into the thing.
That was a hell of a hard rain Wednesday night.
Yeah. Well, what's the situation? Do you have rain gutters?
What?
Do you have rain gutters?
No.
Gutters?
No.
Well, that if you put gutters up and guided the water away, maybe that would solve your problem.
Nah, I don't think so. Plus, then you'd have to clean the gutter.
Well, we got guys that do that. There's guys.
It's been a proven solution since Adam and Eve were walking
around.
But you don't think so.
We had a guy at the strip who was cleaning gutters and fell on his head, and he was banged up for 6 months, man. Yeah.
You're not going on the ladder. We got a people to do
that. Yeah, you know, you need a live-in caretaker slash handyman.
Yes, every time one of these crises comes up, the bride says, sell the house, go to senior living where we don't have to do anything.
No, you don't want to do that.
I don't either.
Those places smell funky.
I don't want to hang around with all these old people eating soup, for God's sake.
Well, we have a new state soup, as we discovered.
What is our state soup?
Cream of lutefisk.
Cream of lutefisk? I ain't never had that one.
Me neither.
Anyway, I'm a hero.
Yes, you are. You're a hero.
I am. And I'm a sore hero. My legs still are killing me, man.
You know who couldn't have done what you did?
Buxton. Hell no.
Couldn't have been down there.
No.
He would have needed a scheduled day off.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, who needs to be fired over this? The manager or the whole front office? Somebody needs to go.
You know what, Kenny? Judd and I, and somebody else mentioned this to me today, Chip, when I was talking to him. We're leaning on the side of chronic, mm-hmm. not curable. We're wondering if it's chronic.
Suhan describes it as
it's something in the
patella tendonitis. Patella,
that's the kneecap.
In his right knee.
Right? Oh.
Yeah. Tendonitis. But I'm wondering, first of all, he took $100 million, which is a substantial salary, but not
for a player.
What they thought the potential was going to be.
Right.
So did he and his agent and maybe somebody else know that we better take what we can get? You know, is this knee bad? Is it a knee that's going to is this the reality of the rest of his career?
Well, we said earlier, John Height and I both came up with, on the pace he's missing games, he'd miss 55 to 60 games this year. And what we're discussing, we haven't mentioned it, the Twins have now developed a plan.
The plan.
They want to get 100 games out of him.
Yes. Now, it's interesting, when did the plan come up? Because he played the first six games of the season, mm-hmm. including five in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slid into second base.
Mm-hmm. In Boston.
And then they missed a week, and since then they've been giving him these days off. So,
I bet he doesn't play tonight because he played yesterday.
No, they said he's playing tonight.
He is playing tonight.
They're going to have a big sign. Like, Kenny, you got – is Kenny still here?
Yeah.
Kenny, you got towns up there that have town team baseball, right?
Oh,
they always
right.
have
yeah.
the signs that say game tonight.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to have Buxton tonight down on
– a big sandwich
board. Were you the one that retweeted the Twins fan who came from far out and spent an S-load of money on tickets and hotel and gas, and then Buxton wasn't there?
Yeah, he said that. I said, you didn't want to see Buxton anyway, folks. And then this guy said, $316 for tickets, $150 for a hotel, $4 a gallon for gas, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to see him.
So just playing him as a DH wouldn't help if he's going to hurt himself sliding.
The genius of these guys today in that Suhan column was, this was a great genius of them because we were all going to ask that same question. It hurts more when he swings than when he runs.
Okay.
So this was their way of saying we can't. They didn't flat out say that, but there was their way of saying DH is not the solution.
It's that twist action. Yeah.
Do you think if it was solely up to him that he would play more?
Yes.
I do too. Yep, I do too.
But they gave him all these bonuses. But this idea that, here's what's interesting, though, about these very cautious people.
Mm-hmm.
They have a left-handed reliever named Taylor Rogers, who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best in baseball. Who, if they'd even waited till July, they could have traded him for a whole lot. Who they trade to San Diego for a pitcher named Chris Paddock, a starting pitcher, who last September had that injection of stem cell in his elbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
They thought he might have a torn ACL, UCL, Tommy John, but instead they injected him. So they gave $6.6 million to San Diego to even things out salary wise.
Mm-hmm.
And they took this guy who you knew was iffy with his elbow, and he's now made three starts, and he's done. He's on the 60-day DL. Mm-hmm. So where in the hell was all his caution then?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Where in the hell were all the analytics that would have told you this?
Yeah. Why? They needed a starter, but not this one. Not one who's not going to make any starts. So.
Okay, but I think what we learned, with this, they're calling it the plan. We're going to try to get 100 games out of them. I think what we're learning is that they're admitting that it hasn't been a fluke that he got hurt here.
Yeah,
you're right. It's chronic, and they're going to try to get the best they can out of some damaged goods is what it sounds like to me.
And he also occasionally, they say, has the bad hip.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a bad skeleton. Yep. That's my theory. He doesn't have a good skeleton. He was a football player as a kid, really good one, and might have gotten banged up doing that. But this is... This is what we love to call in modern words the new normal, I think.
Yeah, but does this what's happening to me is I'm dampening my anger.
Yes, me too.
I mean, what can I do?
If we all hadn't gone off the deep end on Saturday night on Twitter, and I was among those leading the charge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were.
This was I was trying to stir up the troops as much as I possibly could.
Is this when they didn't bring him in to pinch hit?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when they had him in there. You know, here, go have him sit in the bench and hide.
Right.
Don't let us know he's there, right? But they would have never confessed this on Sunday morning. Right. They were getting, you know, we had enough people outraged that they finally had to confess that this was their, that they had this plan. Actually, I was so enraged Saturday night watching this that I texted Gladden at like midnight and said, "What the bleep is going on? What'd you say about it?" And he called me at 9:30 on Sunday morning and said he'd been told they had this plan of 100 games. Mm-hmm. And I said, "You're full of crap. There's no way they have this plan." And hour and a half later, they were bragging about it.
We got the plan.
Yeah.
You know what else is amazing? He has played, Byron, out of 35 games, he has played 23 of them. And he's still second in Major League Baseball in home runs.
Yes. Yeah. He's had fantastic. But it hurts when he swings.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, right. They're not telling me that one is true. But the one thing I will say is they finally have a backup who can play center field. It ain't Diving Celestino.
Celestino, yeah.
Yeah, it's not Diving Jake Cave, and it's not Kepler coming over from right field and being a mediocre center field.
Do you say it, Urshela?
Yes.
Yeah.
But can he play third base?
He's a good player.
Holy smokes. Yeah, I'd rather have him than Josh Donaldson.
Yeah. Me too.
But they've done some weird things, these boys. This Taylor Rogers. Taylor Rogers, by the way, at last report, 12 for 12 with a 71 ERA.
Jeez. Wow. I didn't even think about that part because they could have, if they were out of contention, which, they are in first place, but they could have gotten a boatload for him at the deadline this year.
Yeah, they. I don't know what the hell they were doing. But anyway, so did we talk about the kid from Lakeville? The hockey game last night?
Just briefly, you mentioned it.
Calgary and Edmonton.
Were we off the air when we did that?
Yes, we were. Yeah.
Calgary and Edmonton have not played in a playoff since 1991. Mm-hmm. The Smythe Division semis, which means the first round, back when 16 out of 21 teams went to the playoffs, right? And this Ottinger kid, Jake Ottinger, where did he go, north or south?
I think he was north, but I can look it up.
He was the goalie for Dallas last night. I looked it up at the end of the game. They had him for 60 saves. The official accounting is 64 saves.
Wow.
Last night he gave up the 3 goals, and Dallas should have been beaten 14-2, mm-hmm. and they got beaten overtime. So we now get Calgary and Edmonton.
Lakeville North High School, and he also went to Boston University.
Yeah, he went to Boston University.
So he's a hell of a goalie, in other words.
And Judd was telling me he started the year as their number 4 goalie. Mm-hmm. And then they had some guy quit, some guy got hurt, another guy who couldn't play, and they ended up with him, and he's played great. But they were going nuts. The handshake line, Joe, you love the handshake line. The handshake line, everybody that stopped that kid made it. There was none of this passerby. They were all like,
talking to him.
They were all like giving him a speech on how great he was and hugging him and doing stuff from the other team.
Did you see? I did not see the game. I only saw the highlights this morning. But they still play at the Saddle Dome, right, in Calgary?
I think they got a new one.
Or did they get a new arena? Well, in any event.
Oh, no, maybe they didn't. Maybe they're getting a new one.
So the arena was obviously packed. The watch party outside of the arena.
Which town?
In Calgary.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
That was true in Toronto.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
That sometimes is true in Tampa.
Poor Toronto. Nobody got shot in either of these places. Jesus. Only Milwaukee.
Only Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Somebody must have been bad-mouthing the Bucks or something.
Didn't that happen last year at a Bucks watch party? There was a shooting?
No, but remember the reason it came up. I showed the still photo of when they won the championship, and it was obviously packed.
Yeah.
And I said, good luck to that one porta potty at that outdoor watch party.
This year, they limited it to 11,000 in the, at least in the immediate
area. Enclosed
area. Last year, they had 100,000 people.
When will we get the schedule for the next round in hockey?
It's out, I think. It's out.
It didn't make today's paper.
Here, I can pull it up for you.
I think it made the one I got. But
when do we start? As soon as tomorrow, maybe?
Tuesday, yeah. Oh. One conference starts Tuesday, the other starts Wednesday. Meanwhile,
what a long grind.
What's the 17th? Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow, you've got Tampa Bay at Florida, a 7 o'clock Eastern start. St. Louis at Colorado at 8:30 hour time. And then New York plays Carolina on Wednesday, and Edmonton and Calgary on Wednesday as well.
And two in-state rivalries, or one's a province, I guess. Edmonton and Calgary,
yes.
That's Alberta.
The war of, the Battle of Alberta, they call it.
And then Florida and Tampa.
Tampa. Two hockey meccas.
Yeah.
Oh, traditional hockey meccas. Alberta and Florida.
I got a theory about warm weather cities that have hockey teams.
Yes.
Those guys don't need to get to the lake yet.
No, right?
They've had a warm winter.
Yes,
you think the Tampa players don't need to go to the lake?
No, they do not go to the lake. And Tampa, by the way, Florida still doesn't draw people. They are now, but they still had some non-sellouts with this great team. But Tampa's turned into a hell of a hockey town.
Oh, it's a great hockey town.
They care greatly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And those players get up every day and see an ocean, and
yes,
it's 75 degrees.
And it's the arena's down there where this Vinick is building a city. And Meanwhile, the baseball team, the defending American League, defending American League champs, they're still packing in 10,000 on a Sunday afternoon. Oof. Unbelievable.
Are they good this year again?
They're okay.
I've only watched them against the Twins.
Not quite as good.
Kenny, what's going on with your Twitter account right
Royce,
now?
Royce, you got your phone there?
Yes.
Open up Twitter. Check the last tweet I just
sent
out.
@MSP_traffic.
I know what it is.
Looks like a boat.
Some guy traveling, I think, down 169 between 494 and the Minnesota River, pulling a trailer with a boat on it. The trailer got away from him, and the boat got away from the trailer.
Yep. What a mess.
And what's funny is the trailer and the boat are in the median, and the vehicle pulling the trailer and the boat, nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I don't see any vehicle.
He just kept going.
He looked in the rearview mirror and said, to hell with it.
Yep.
You know what?
And there's now one trooper on the scene there. Yeah.
Oh, you know what Rookie would say about that photo?
You're doing it wrong.
No, not only that, but he'd also say, that's not Broat safety. He didn't stay with the Broat.
So what the hell happened here? It got away from him and he just drove off?
You know, he probably didn't have that locking mechanism locked with a pin. He probably didn't have chains attached, or maybe the bumper and the whole tow bar thing came away from the truck. I don't know.
You know but who's never had that problem, don't you?
You.
Me, that's right. Are you kidding me?
I have to do what?
Are you kidding me? Pull this thing? No, I'll be a guest on a boat. I'm a boat guest. I'm okay of a boat guest.
When you lived in Prior Lake, did you have? Were you on the lake, and did you have a boat?
My ex-wife's parents lived right on the lake. Yes,
yeah.
And if somebody wanted to get her out there on the lake, I'd ride along. But her and her sister. Managed to live on a lake and not know how to swim, though,
really?
Which was kind of weird. So I don't know how that happened.
Although I think the only time you would not want to be a guest on the boat is the lake that we were referencing earlier.
Yes.
Was it Thompson Lake in Dakota County?
Yeah. Got a little sewage problem.
It's full of poop. Yeah.
Well, you guys, we do know that they used to do that routinely, don't we? That we, for 100 years, just sent our sewage right out into the lake.
Well, the best place to put it.
Mississippi River.
Yeah, you put it in the Mississippi, then it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Were you ever at Harmon's place?
End up in St. Louis or something.
Were you ever at Harmon's place when he lived in Prairie Lake?
Oh, yes. My old man almost bought that point.
Oh.
We come to Prior Lake in the summer of 62.
Yeah.
And he's got a bunch of money from selling the business. And he's got two options, to buy the laundromat or to buy this point out there where they ended up building all these houses. And thanks to him, we had the laundromat.
Oh, yeah.
And that
you'd be rich.
You know, great guy, but he was worse with his money than me. He couldn't. He was the only member of his family who wasn't the cheapest SOB that ever lived. If he had it, he couldn't wait to kick it away.
Yeah. Well, I lived on Spring Lake, which is just south of Prior Lake, in the 70s, and that was after church. Every Sunday after church, we'd go drive by Harmon's place just to see what was going on.
Oh, Kenny, you also know the connection with Royce's dad and Harmon. 573 times he called Harmon's home run.
That's right. We went to a game, and we said, Harmon's going to hit a home run here. Didn't do it. And once in a while, he'd hit it. He'd say, I told you. But we were in that generation of Twins fans there in the early 60s, too, that if Harmon batted in the seventh, we're gone. If he was batting in the eighth, we had to wait till see him bat in the eighth.
Yep.
And if he didn't bat in the eighth, then we had to wait. If he was, like, leading off the ninth, we would wait to see him hit the... Now we get the hell out
Let's
of there.
Let's go here. Beat the traffic.
Gotta beat the traffic.
Beating traffic was way more important than seeing who won the game, you know.
Did you watch any golf? They can't return to that course.
It's too easy.
It's too easy.
Yeah. What is it? What was it? What was the name of it?
It's a TPC something.
Okay. Yeah, they just shoot 100 under.
Spieth was desperately trying to win, and he finished second.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, the courses at Giants Ridge are better than that course.
Hell yes.
There's not a question in my mind. The courses at Giant Ridge, the Legend and the Quarry, two of the greatest golf courses in the country, not to mention Minnesota. 37-hole special this summer between June 4 and August 29, play the Legend and the Quarry on the same day with lunch on them at the Wakuda Grill, a lovely spot overlooking the forests and the nature of the Mesabi Range. It's a family vacation destination because there's a hiking and water recreation and biking and lodging and great dining. They have the largest mountain bike, lift serve mountain bike facility in the upper Midwest. It's absolutely an interesting situation how that's developed over the years. And we have an anniversary coming up, Pat. The 25th anniversary of the Legend is coming up June 28th, and that's the Legend. It sparked golfing in northeastern Minnesota, and along came the Quarry and others to follow.
I played it seven or eight times. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
And you can, I was going to say you can fly into Duluth, but that's from a national publication advising people that of the 10 northern golf resorts worth visiting, Giants Ridge comes up number 3 on a national list. You can make your tee time by phone at 218-865-8030 or go to GiantsRidge.com.
The AT&T Byron Nelson was played at the TPC Craig Ranch.
Yeah. And they used to play the thing at the Champions
Colonial?
Course. Colonial, I believe.
McKinney, Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, Colonial. Is Tiger going to play this week?
I think so. Yeah, he's practicing. He's practicing in Southern Hills.
That could be 110 degrees,
yes,
too.
Well, this is a little early for that. I was down
PGA
there. I covered one when it was in August, and that was steamy.
Yeah.
Wait,
that
why is the PGA steamy right now?
I don't know.
Did they change the schedule?
They changed everything, so they got one each month for they got the Players, then the Masters, then this, then the British, and then the U.S. Open.
Okay.
Or the U.S. Open, and then the British.
Where is the U.S. Open this year?
I don't know.
It was at Torrey Pines last year.
No.
It's not at Torrey Pines. No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know where it is.
Here, I can look it up.
I
can look it up.
I think it's at Whistling Straits.
I don't think so.
Look it up.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah,
right,
I bet it's Whistling Straits.
I
know where it is. At the Country Club in Brookline.
Brookline, Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah. Way too small of a grounds for that, though. The tees and the greens are right
Do we have a Ryder Cup this year, too?
No. The President's Cup is at Quail Hollow, which is the reason that the last week's tournament was in Washington, D.C. area instead of in Charlotte. So I got to just say one thing as we're signing off here. If you've learned one thing today, it's if you got a 50-year-old house, 50-year-old house, and the sump pump's the electricity's out, don't use a glass.
No, you got to get bigger implement.
When you're dipping into the sump pump, don't use a glass. That's right. My advice to
and
you.
What I've learned is rain gutters, ineffective.
Yes,
don't
right.
bother.
Don't even bother.
don't
they're just an extra pain in the ass.
It's like buying
By the way, we might have a new problem.
Yeah.
The wife was up in the office and got stung by a wasp.
No.
In the house?
In the house.
Uh-oh. Oh, burn it down.
Where in the hell did that come from?
Out of the wall.
Up from the river.
Up from the river. So
you think there's got a nest in there
someplace? Yeah, no, there's something in the wall or in the eaves or in the attic. Yeah, you've got an issue there.
Oh, God, because I saw another one down in the kitchen about two days
later. Oh, yeah, you need an exterminator.
Now, we had
out
a guy
right
who
now.
Was putting in a new fireplace, and the guy had to, and then the flame went out, so the guy had to shake the, like the flute or down the floor or something. He had to shake it to get all this crap out of it.
Maybe
you think he might have kicked out a wasp nest?
Yes, yes.
Oh, God almighty. All I got is problems. I got problems.
Sound like Rodney King.
Do you know why, by the way, Kenny? Why
we respect.
Do you know why we all remember the Royce power outage from 7 years ago?
I can't figure out why, but it's really fresh on my mind.
The game we played on the ride with Royce.
Oh.
Is Royce's power back? We'd start the show and he'd say, no.
Yeah. 4 days. I blame myself, though. The day after the trucks, the power trucks, were all up at the little restaurant up the block from our house, and I contemplated going in there and buying them all breakfast so they'd go get us next, and I didn't do it being a cheap SOB that I was.
Royce.
If I'd gone in there and said, you 12 guys, anything you want, whatever you want.
No, $100 each.
Yeah.
$1,200 right. bucks, worth it.
You would have saved me.
I wonder what system they have to follow.
I think if they got like nursing, next time I'm going to move into some place next to a nursing home because they won't let those old people. Of course, I might be in the nursing homes. So
although I guarantee what they did is it's a bunch of Gopher fans and they went, we're not saving Royce's house. To hell with him.
That's right. I almost promised that I would never rip PJ Fleck again unless he lost a bowling green. If they'd come and fix me, but anyway. I think we made it, and I'm very proud of myself, even though I can barely walk.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to go to the bank.
A beautiful lawn is just a click away. Hello, sports fans. You schedule that free in-person lawn care analysis and estimate right now at professionalturf.com. You do that, ProTurf will send a highly trained and experienced service tech to your home who will analyze your lawn's condition, then customize a 3 to 5 step fertilizer and weed control application plan that's environmentally safe and guaranteed for superior results. A beautiful, healthy lawn free of crabgrass, dandelions, and broadleaf weeds. Locally owned, Professional Turf, they've been serving the Twin Cities since 1982. Schedule your free in-person lawn care estimate today at professionalturf.com.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugarcoated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.